Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The city of Taunton is a step closer to having a resort casino. Over the weekend, Taunton residents voted to support a plan by the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe to build a $500 million casino there. So now Taunton is the first Massachusetts community to support gambling since the state casino law passed last year. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
For many residents of Taunton, the casino can't come soon enough.
You got to really just think about the economical stimulation that's going to happen from this casino.
28-year-old John Yukon was sipping iced coffee outside a Starbucks in a Taunton strip mall yesterday. He's unemployed and sees the potential casino as his big break.
Good thing about that is I could be like a blackjack dealer, start off low, get some experience, and then my ideal goal is to go to Vegas.
Yukon isn't the only Taunton resident dreaming of a casino career. In a city with almost 9% unemployment, the potential for jobs won over voters. According to the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe's plan, the casino will create 2,500 jobs in Taunton, with an average salary of $35,000 a year. And that's enough for many to overlook other potential problems, like traffic and proximity to an elementary school. Joanne Matos lives in the area targeted for the casino. But yesterday, she was in Taunton's half-empty downtown getting her nails done. She has a good job and worries about the side effects of gambling, but says her city needs a boost.
Something's got to happen here. You know, it's a way to make money for the town. I think something good could come out of it. It might not all be negative.
Some residents are skeptical about the employment possibilities, especially the wish that a healthy chunk of the jobs will go to locals. But Taunton resident Ted Griffin is optimistic.
Hoping that they will follow through and hire people from the city of Taunton, not take them from other places. The Indians won't hire the Indians. They can hire some of them, but not all of them. Hope that they'll, you know, yeah, hope that everybody does what they said they're going to do.
But the casino is far from a done deal. That's what gives hope to casino opponent Michelle Littlefield.
Still has a lot of steps to go through before it can even see the light of day. So, you know, we're hopeful that things will be done right.
The Mashpee Wampanoags are pursuing a special tribal casino. That requires approval by the federal government and could take years. Yesterday, Littlefield gathered up all the lawn signs opposing casinos in Taunton. The signs were hand-me-downs from Foxborough, Freetown, and Lakeville, where voters already defeated gambling plans. In the next few days, she'll deliver the signs to activists in East Boston, the next stop in the casino debate. It's there that Suffolk Downs and Caesars Entertainment want to build a gambling complex on the old racetrack. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.